Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Lincoln Fishman from Sawyer Farm in Worthington. First of all, where does the name Lincoln come from?
I was conceived in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Huh. Lincoln, amazing American name. Sawyer, another amazing kind of American name. You're like a farmer, all American there.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, yeah. That's really what we're going for.
Do you grow huckleberries?
We do by mistake. They grow down by the creek.
I'm your huckleberry.
Do you chop down cherry trees?
When they're not growing where they're supposed to be, I guess.
That's good. An invasive species. But no, what you do
that's
is...
president.
You do, let's call it a full diet CSA, and you're doing them all year long. So you brought a box here that looks like it was hewn from the log splitter himself, Abraham Lincoln, the rail splitter. You brought some eggs and some greens. All this is happening year-round at your farm.
Yeah, so I thought I'd bring you this because this is kind of the thinnest time of year.
Yeah.
And people think of what it means to eat locally in New England and think that, you know, you're just kind of dealing with potatoes and ground beef at this time of year.
Or turnips.
Yeah, carrots.
Like the root vegetables. And you do have them in
And
that
we
box.
Have them, yeah. And we do, I mean, it's a huge part of what we eat. But at this time of year, we do have mustard greens and lettuce and kale coming out of the greenhouse.
It's kind of the most annoying time of the year, too, because the sun is starting to come out just enough that you're ready for like asparagus or something like that.
Right.
It's not
It's far, far away.
Yet.
Yeah. So we'll move into, we'll have ramp and nettles and some wild stuff in a couple weeks here. And then the season really gets rolling. But yeah, this is kind of a slow time. But I just wanted to show you this because it's like you're still going home with lots and lots of groceries.
In Lincoln's case here, he's year-round shares, so he doesn't even ever take a break. And even beyond this box, I think, you know, he has meat shares, beef and pork and...
chicken and goat.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, there's even beyond the vegetables.
Full diet shares.
And then a big
unless
thing...
you're a vegetarian, and then it's extra dietary share.
Exactly.
Lincoln Fishman and his wife, Hillary Costa, nursing in the car.
That's correct.
With a new baby from Sawyer Farm. In Worthington, you guys are young farmers, I'm assuming. What got you into farming, or did you grow up farming?
We did not grow up farming. We were living in New York City, and we would spend weekends out at my family's land in Pennsylvania, and just were having way more fun. We fell in love out there, hiking and camping, and had way more fun out there than we did in our real lives.
Right.
And so at some point,
what were you doing in your real lives in New York City?
She was working for a publishing agency, and I was a high school biology teacher.
Uh-huh.
And so we left those real lives and started homesteading and just got into more and more growing our own stuff, raising our own animals. And each piece we added felt better and better. And we have, you know, turned that into a business, basically, where we're trying to homestead for ourselves and other families.
One thing that's unique about their share is that they will actually customize the CSA share option for you.
So you don't end up with 600 pounds of celeriac and be like, what the heck do I do with this alien looking vegetable?
So first of all, you get a certain amount rather than certain stuff.
Yeah.
So you just fill a box with whatever you want. So you could fill this with spinach and walk out if that's all you were going to eat.
You look like Popeye when you're all done.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Well, blow me down.
But the other thing is we don't have a particularly set schedule of fees. We just have 25 families pretty much. We have a really intimate relationship with everybody and a very different arrangement with everybody based on what they eat. So when someone joins, we talk about what they're actually going to use and go through, and we talk about what price seems fair for that. And everybody kind of has a different deal.
Huh, that's an interesting way to do it. It's nice that you can kind of curate the CSA for the different individuals and that it's not so big that it's driving you guys insane.
Right.
Because you have a new baby now. Get ready for life to get a little bit insane. Another interesting thing you do at Sawyer Farm, Lincoln, is what Lincoln would do, which is farm with horses.
Good point.
Yeah.
For a bunch of reasons, we decided to go with horsepower rather than tractors. And
you don't mean horsepower that is in a tractor
Good
when
point.
You go buy it.
Right.
It says like, this is 19 horsepower. You're making actual horses.
We just have 3 horsepower.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you have 3 horses.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that?
Part of it was luck of the draw. Just 2 of the first farms that we worked at were using horses. And so in our ignorance, we thought, well, some people use horses and some people use tractors. We might as well.
These tractors must be imaginary. All of the farms I've worked at
Well,
have
we've
horses.
Ever seen.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I mean, we love them and working with them. And there's also an environmental component, which is, you know, we think of the farm as this ecosystem. What we're doing is trying to take this little piece of the earth and make it more healthy and productive. And the horses really fit into that. I mean, they eat from the farm and then they use that energy to grow vegetables for us. And they eat hay in the barn that gets turned into manure that goes back on the vegetables. So they're really just part of the whole system.
Also, horses are just awesome.
They're so cool.
What are the horses' names?
So Misty and is our sort of, she's been around the longest.
Like Misty of
Shinkatigue.
Yes, we're not responsible for the name.
Well, hey, I just went to Shinkatigue, so I love it. Misty was technically a pony, not a horse. But anyway, continue.
And Mouse, who is soon to retire.
And does retire mean glue?
I am Frau Blücher.
Retire means that he's going back to the farm where he came from.
Ah, that's what my parents told me about my dog.
This is true in this case, but what happens next, I don't know.
Okay, we won't even ask.
And Trixie is coming on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
A new horse.
So she's new.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Lincoln Fishman and his wife with the baby in the car. Hillary Costa from Sawyer Farm in Worthington. And Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.